This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Remember a few years back when North Korea was saber-rattling a picture of President Kim Jong-un standing in front of a map marked U.S. strike plan, showing a missile trajectory targeting Austin, Texas? A lot of people laughed at the misplaced bluster, but as not a few North Korean tourists from the U.S. have discovered over the years, you don't want to be snickering if you visit Pyongyang. They take their anti-American enmity seriously. But maybe they're not as hardcore as we've been told. Texas A&M has a new partner in North Korea. The only private university there has reached out to Texas A&M for help to teach North Koreans how to grow food in a nation of persistent food shortages. Dr. Edwin Price is director of the Center on Conflict and Development, CONDEV, at Texas A&M. Dr. Price, welcome.
Glad to be here.
What prompted the Center on Conflict and Development to move forward with this partnership? Where did this idea come from?
About 5 years ago, or beginning 6 years ago, one of our colleagues, a graduate of Texas A&M, who is a leader in the World Evangelical Alliance, asked me to go to North Korea. She said that she was very interested in the support of a university, the Pyongyang University of Science and Technology. So I went there, really was impressed by the institution. And following that, we tried several ways to cooperate, and because of deteriorating conditions between the U.S. and North Korea, things didn't work out for several years. Very recently, though, they really wanted to give it another shot.
I had no idea there was this sort of Texas-North Korea connection. What's at the center of that, the evangelical Christian connection?
Exactly. In fact, I'd say more than 90% of the funding of the university comes from faith-based institutions in the U.S. and in South Korea.
Another aspect of this that I didn't realize, I mean, we often hear about North Korea in the context of the totalitarian regime. I had no idea that it would be tolerant of a university that was funded mainly by American evangelicals.
Yeah, it is counterintuitive for me as well. But there are several reasons that this has worked. One of them is that the school is providing a high level of education, and it is a link to the West that doesn't otherwise exist, or it's at least a link to the U.S. that doesn't otherwise exist. They teach advanced science as well as English. And increasingly, North Korea needs well-trained people who speak English in order to interface, at least with the Europeans and other countries that are working or associated with North Korea or willing to work with North Korea.
I suppose we've all heard the stories about the low level of food production. At one time, a real food crisis, people starving to death. But there continues to be a high level of general food insecurity, notwithstanding the party line, if you will, that everything's okay. How do you grow food in an environment that's as politically charged as this one's going to be, and when you have chronic shortages of what it takes to have agricultural self-sufficiency?
Well, needless to say, organic agriculture is big there because it's actually a bit like Cuba, where I visited a couple of years ago. Because of sanctions, as applied to both countries, they have adapted organic means of agricultural production that are maybe less productive, but at least they use fewer purchased inputs. And basically, we pretty much work at the production level, the science level, technology level. We're not engaged at all in policy aspects of agricultural production in the country. As a result, the young students that we train end up placed all over the country in roles in agriculture, and that's how the technology gets out. That's how the production is improved.
Notwithstanding that, and I just sort of on a personal level, when you go to North Korea, are you always looking over your shoulder? I mean, surely they must be suspicious of you.
They're always looking over my shoulder, that's for sure. And we know how to, and we're pretty well, because there are people on the ground there that are hosting us, we're pretty well oriented to what we should do, how to behave, and so on. And it works. It does take a bit of an adjustment. I will say my original meeting there, we thought that we would try for a student exchange with our students going there and their students coming here. Mm-hmm. But after sort of understanding the situation from my firsthand, I recognize it would probably be a little bit difficult for our students to adjust to a fairly constrained environment.
You think there'll ever be a time, given the current structure of North Korea, where it can be, agriculturally speaking, self-sufficient?
I'll have to say yes. I'm an optimist. No matter where I work, we persist in the belief that there will be and can be and will be agricultural progress, and I believe that of North Korea, just like other places. We do work as well all around East Asia, and we know that the conditions for production, can support self-sufficiency, or at least we suspect it can.
Dr. Edwin Price is a professor of agricultural economics and director of the Center on Conflict and Development at Texas A&M University. Professor, thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.